We're back with the Coach's Corner podcast brought to you by Gate City Bank in Fargo and presented by AM 1100 The Flag. Joining us this week are men's basketball coach and women's basketball coaches Chad Walthall and Carla Nelson for the Dragons. Thanks to our sponsors, Gate City Bank, along with Brady Service in Moorhead and Audi Fargo at Valley Imports. Okay, coaches, thanks for joining us. COVID became a double factor this past weekend, and as both the women's and men's games were canceled due to COVID, no games to talk about this past weekend, so we'll have to find something else to talk about. But the women get back to practice this week, coach, so tell us the process, and are you ready to go back full steam ahead?
Well, I hope so. We had a Zoom call that right before lunch, went through as much scout as we could with our players. From there, it's a matter of actually just getting on the court, which we'll be able to do tomorrow. So look forward to that. And then basically getting ready for two games against Minot State. So really just looking forward to seeing the players and getting back on the floor.
Coach Walthall, your men's team has been playing well coming into this past weekend. What concerns you about your team not getting to play this past weekend?
Well, the first thing is just their well-being, because, I mean, the one thing about this level and this competition is you have to be highly invested into what you're doing, and you have to be really passionate of what you're doing. And so, you know, you take that away from them, and it's very obviously very frustrating because they want to play, and you work hard Monday through Thursday to prep, and your opportunity comes to play two games, and then all of a sudden last second it's taken from you. And so your first thought is, okay, let's make sure our guy's okay, and we, you know, do the best we can to kind of have a plan moving forward. And so that's kind of how we handle it. So that was the first thought process. And then the second part is just, you know, how long are we quarantined, and what the protocol and what the process is that way. So, you know, we'll just be quarantined for as long as they say we need to be quarantined for, and we'll be ready to go as soon as they tell us it's okay to go.
All right, Coach Nelson, your team, the Dragon women, get to get back into action this coming weekend. Minot's your opponent. Has Minot had any issues, or have they been able to avoid COVID to this point?
They've been in and out of quarantine. I wouldn't say recently, but I would say right before Christmas, they had some quarantine COVID issues, and they were in quarantine. And, you know, the one thing that I think Chad and I recognize is that this has really affected every team just at different times of the year. But Minot's healthy, and I think they're playing pretty well. They're a very scrappy team, and we just look forward to getting out and playing again. We haven't played for a long time, so it's actually nice to just talk about, you know, prepping for a game.
Yeah, it's much more enjoyable to talk about actually playing than wishing you could play. You're listening to the Gate City Bank Coach's Corner podcast with Dragon Men's Basketball Coach Chad Walthall and Dragon Women's Coach Carla Nelson. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag, and we want to thank Audi Fargo at Valley Imports for being a sponsor of this podcast. Audi Fargo, located at Valley Imports, is locally owned and supports the community for over 45 years now, and they're a proud supporter of Dragon Athletics. Take advantage of the best price philosophy that makes your auto buying experience the best around. See for yourself at Audi Fargo, located at Valley Imports, or visit AudiFargo.com. All right, Coach Nelson, let's get into the nuts and bolts of getting to play a little bit again. Now, when we talked previously, you were concerned about how much the girls were able to keep conditioning and psychologically. What, at this stage, you get to start practicing again. What are you looking for? What are you hoping to see? And what are you really going to keep your eye on?
Well, I think first and foremost is just what kind of condition were they able to stay in. You know, they did a lot of Zoom stuff as far as workouts were concerned. So hopefully we're in good shape. That would be the first thing. And then basically you have to just pick up where you left off. There's really no time to, you know, let's ease into this. I mean, there's no easing into this. I mean, we just have to kind of take it like we would be coming back from Christmas break and, you know, basically get into it, start preparing, and we play Friday, so we don't really have any time to worry about where we've been. We've got to worry about where we are right now.
All right, Coach Walthall, you're kind of following Carla's team's footsteps here. How do you look at this time down? What do you want to see your men be able to do during this COVID protocol?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they have to make sure they're keeping up with their academics, obviously. You know, I think the thing about being quarantined is also affects your classroom situation where you're not going to class. You're not able to go to class directly as far as person to person. So, you know, you want to make sure that they're, you know, fulfilling their responsibilities academically. And we have a group that, you know, overly concerned with it. I think, you know, they're very responsible in that regard, but you just want to make sure there's no slips and no hiccups there. And then just make sure that they're doing what they need to do to stay healthy. You know, so academically and just staying healthy. So we don't have, at least we do what we can to not have any more situations where we end up with a positive test. And you know, that's about all we can do at this point, as far as trying to get ourselves on the court again. So, you know, there's not much more to it than that, to be honest with you.
Coaches, let's talk a little bit about mental toughness. Obviously, to be a college athlete to begin with, you have to have a certain amount of mental toughness, from the physicality, the extra time, the energy, the new environment, the different experiences they're going through in college compared to high school. When you add something like the COVID issues, how much more mental toughness is going to be needed by these athletes? And Coach Walthall, we'll start with you on this one.
Well, you better have quite a bit of it, because, you know, as Carla's team's getting ready to prepare, and no matter whenever we get to prepare and play, you're going to be starting behind the eight ball more than likely, unless that team is going through the similar thing. So you're already starting behind the eight ball. So you just have to make sure that, again, they're doing what they can to stay healthy, to stay in shape. You know, and the biggest part is when you get back, you have to have that mindset as it relates to the time you left. You don't have time to kind of, you know, snowball your way into it as far as your mindset. I mean, it's not something that you've got a couple weeks and you can kind of get yourself geared up and take your time. I mean, you know, you get on the floor and you might be playing in a few days. So you can't really take a break from that part of it. And so that's a big part of mental toughness. I mean, just being able to be disciplined enough to be ready to go when you do step on the floor again.
Coach Nelson, have you had an opportunity to have some of these conversations with your assistant coaches and the players about being mentally tough coming back for this?
I don't know if we really address it from, you know, just talking about the mental toughness. You know, we've talked about just our preparation, make sure that we've sent them out plenty of film of individual breakdown footage. They have a ton of game footage that, as long as they've watched, I mean, I feel like we can be prepared. I think the biggest thing will be, can we physically do it back-to-back nights? And, you know, I think you can be as tough as you want, but if we're not in, you know, game shape, it's not really going to matter. So, you know, and you can see it, like Winona State women, they came out of quarantine. They go to Wayne State. They beat Wayne State the first night, lose the second night. And I do think that a lot of it is fatigue, and it's because you're not in the shape that you need to be at this time of year. Now, the pro, having coming out of quarantine, is that we should be plenty fresh. So if we can look at it from that standpoint, you know, maybe we'll play better. Who knows? But, you know, I can't worry about it. We just got to go.
You're listening to Coach's Corner Podcast with Dragon Men's Basketball Coach Chad Walthall and Dragon Women's Coach Carla Nelson. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag, and we want to thank Brady's Service for being a sponsor of this podcast. Cold weather means new issues for your car or truck, and Brady's Service in Moorhead is ready to help students keep their vehicles in tip-top shape. Brady's has been helping college students with their vehicle since 1993 so that the auto is ready for the trip home or just to get around town for work and school. Brady's is close to campus, and many times you'll talk to the owner himself. Brady's Service in Moorhead, just off 8th Street and I-94. All right, Carla, you mentioned that the physical readiness might concern you a little bit more than the mental readiness. Is part of that because you feel like you have a pretty good mentally tough team and the discipline that you can't be on top of when they're away from you? Is that the biggest factor, you think?
Well, I don't know if I have the most mentally tough team, but the one thing I do feel good about is that we've been able to get them all the information they need on what Minot does, what their players do. So they should be mentally ready for all the things that Minot throws at us. Now, the biggest thing I think coming out of quarantine, we've practiced twice in 14 days, will be the physical part. And, you know, when you are, I think, mentally tough, you understand how to get your body to do things even when it doesn't feel well. So we'll see where we're at. This is uncharted territory. This never happened in January and February. Mm-hmm. You never get this amount of time off. And as a coach, that's what we like. I mean, we like to get into that grind. And, you know, the one thing we can do is we shorten practices and, you know, to ease up things on our players' bodies and minds. But right now, we don't have that luxury. I mean, we basically are starting somewhat from scratch in a way, and we just got to go with it.
Coach Walthall, do you get a sense of frustration or anxiety from any of your men's team right now?
Well, I think there's frustration. I think there's anxiety. I think there's fatigue, all related to, you know, what we're going through and what everybody else has gone through. It's hard not to. I mean, you know, I think you'd actually be abnormal if you weren't experiencing some of those, right, some of those things. So, you know, you have to just, I don't know, it's a grind in itself, isn't it? I mean, you just have to grind through that kind of stuff and you know, be ready, you know, as Carla mentioned. I mean, just, we don't have time to really think about if it coulda, woulda, shoulda, this and that. I mean, you just got to line up and play. You can't really feel sorry for yourself or anything like that. But I do think you just, you know, you get fatigued. We're all fatigued over it. And so you just try to do the best you can with it. But, you know, this is all so uncharted. There's no book to tell you how to do it. And so I just try to quit trying to figure out how to do it. You roll with it and whatever happens, happens.
All right, Coach Nelson, is there anything as the coach, you getting ready for this team, you feel like you've gotten them prepared, they've got what they need to have in front of them, they know what they need to know about the team. Do you think about, oh, maybe I've got to go deeper in the lineup this week to keep them fresh? Do I have to play the first game a little differently than I would in a normal setting?
You know, I think the personality, each game has its own personality, and that will kind of dictate how far you need to go into your bench and things. You know, I think for us, the biggest thing is, will our post players get into foul trouble? Okay. If our post players get into foul trouble, they won't need any rest because I'll have to play a lot of people. But if we can stay out of foul trouble, I'm not going to have to play as many people. So, gotcha. Again, I think that each game, like I said before, has its own personality. And as a coach, you're going to have to adjust to maybe how that game is going.
Coach Walthall, I want to follow up on what Carla said about each game having its own personality. Do you find that with the men's team too, and from game to game?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, like I always tell our players, it doesn't matter if we win 2-0 or 198. You know, you got to just be able to play well enough to win. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And if you don't win, then at least play as well as you can and lose. That's at least it's a better feeling than playing poor and lose. So, you know, I mean, I suppose it depends a little bit on bench. You know, I mean, sometimes if you're a little bit deeper from year to year, you're going to say, well, this is how we're going to play minutes just regardless, because we have a lot of confidence in 9 or 10 players. And then sometimes, you know, you might not have as much trust in the bench, and maybe you just kind of wing it more and see who's on target that night. You know, I think it changes sometimes with who you have personnel wise. For us, you know, probably more than any other year I've been around, I'm pretty comfortable subbing people regardless of who we play. But again, you got to also make sure, particularly in the second half, as things start to wind down, is depending on the score and time and all that, you know, your defensive team or your offensive team or whatever the situation might be.
This kind of talking about game from game to game and the personality of a game, and I haven't paid attention to this. Do you have the same referees on game night number one and then game night number two? Coaches? Carla?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So
let's not get into that one.
No, but here's my question. Here's my question, because obviously from refereeing group to refereeing group, from night to night, refs will call games differently. Things will happen differently. Some games will be more physical. Other games will be less physical. As a coach, are you talking to your players about reading how the refs are going to call the game? Is that something you do, Carla?
You know, no. Maybe as we get into the game and an official is calling more touch falls, you might mention in a timeout, maybe you guys need to be aware of this. And, you know, sometimes those are things that, you know, if there are certain things going on during the course of the game, I mean, you'd like your captains to be confident enough to go talk to the officials. But my philosophy is, when you're playing really well, you don't notice the officials. It's only when you play poorly do you notice the officials. So I try not to pay too much attention to officials. And honestly, I try to let them do their job. And are they perfect? No. And do you have to make some adjustments to maybe how they're calling it? Yes. But I don't think that they're no more consistent than my team is. So there you have it.
Coach Walthall, on the men's side, do you see swings in how games are called from officiating crew to officiating crew?
Yeah, I mean, we do. You know, I think it's interesting having back-to-backs, you know, with the same officials. That's never been done before. So I think, you know, you just have to approach it that you're going to have, you know, the same officials for four halves and play accordingly. But, you know, I do think same thing as what Carla mentioned. I think I don't even know who officiates us until I get out there. You know, I really doesn't matter to me. As long as the game is officiated fair, which obviously they're attempting to do. But, you know, I think we don't really talk about anything officiating wise, other than, you know, in the middle of the game. Okay. If an official or a group, the crew is officiating one way and we're not adjusting quick enough to how they're calling the game, then it's up to us to coach that and make adjustments and let them know so we can stay out of some foul trouble. But we don't really ever talk about or visit about it until, you know, during the course of the game, if it's an issue. Otherwise we don't even talk about it. And then the flip side, you know, if I feel like our guys are, you know, not necessarily complaining or arguing, but maybe getting frustrated, then, you know, it's also our job to remind them, hey, they don't care. They're going to officiate the game. You got to play through it and move on to the next play. So just those kind of reminders during the course of the game.
You're listening to Coach's Corner podcast with Dragon men's basketball coach Chad Walthall and Dragon women's basketball coach Carla Nelson. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag, and we want to thank our sponsors for being a part of our podcast each week. And Gate City Bank has been great as a sponsor for our podcast. Gate City Bank is proud to support local Moorhead sports. With Gate City Bank, you know you can enjoy free ATMs and unlimited automatic fee returns anytime, anywhere, worldwide. And be sure to ask about their low interest rates. Contact any of the 43 locations across North Dakota and central Minnesota. That's Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All right, coaches, we've talked about the negatives, the challenges, the things like that. Is there any positive side? And I think, Coach Nelson, you alluded to it a little bit, the freshness of the team. Are there any other positives that you can take as a coach or concentrate on when you're in this COVID window where you don't get to practice as much and you got so much downtime that you don't know what to do with. Coach Nelson?
Any positives, Greg?
Yes. Yes. And anything that.
No.
Okay.
No. I think right now, when you've done it for, 27 years and you're used to a certain way, and, I haven't really found many positives. I feel like I went into quarantine good, and I came out looking like Rose off the Titanic. So I feel like I aged a lot. It's just a very frustrating time when you watch a lot of games and your team isn't playing. And we're all competitors, and that's what we want to do is compete. And we want our teams to be able to get out there and compete at a high level. And so there's really nothing positive about this situation. The one thing maybe you could say is you learn how to persevere. And if you haven't learned that by now, this is a good lesson, because it is like you're going to have to persevere through this, period.
Coach Walthall, you're coming into your second stretch because your team had two COVID at the beginning of the season before games started. Anything you can take from what your men's team did then that you'll be able to use now, or is it a completely different scenario?
Well, it's not a completely different scenario, but, it's a different scenario. We're a little bit more into our season, obviously, where that was more toward the beginning stages, not completely the beginning stages, but the beginning stages. And so, I do think being through it once at least you have an idea, but it's certainly not helpful in any way. And, I don't think there's any positives to it, from a basketball standpoint. Guys want to play, they want to practice, they want life back to as normal as they possibly can have it. And so, again, I think fatigue just sets in, everybody gets tired of it, frustrated about it. But at some point, you're going to get back on the floor and you have to get back to business. So, you just have to be prepared and ready to go when that time comes.
All right, with the extra downtime, coaches, you pick up any new hobbies that to distract you from not getting, have your team's getting to play, Coach Walthall?
Well, I continue to have a second career in being a movie evaluator. And I think if this COVID exists, I could probably go and be on TV and give thumbs up or thumbs down to movies or something. But other than that, spend a lot more time with the kids. I'm obviously around a little bit more, and so that's been okay. But, I'm sure they're spent on me already. So,
they're ready
no
for
real
you.
Hobbies. That's about it.
All right, Coach Nelson, any more reading time? I know you're watching a lot more basketball. Pick up any new strategies while all those games are going on?
I did pick up a few new sets. I think the one thing that I would love to do is get on Shark Tank to be a judge. I would love to be on Shark Tank right now. But that would be the only pro. I've shoveled my neighbor's driveway, so I've done goodwill there.
Good job.
You're at this point where as a coach and as players, what you're used to doing is playing and preparing to play. And that's kind of how we're wired. And that's not going to change. So the sooner you can, get through it and get back to doing what you love to do, the better off we all are. And that goes for everybody, not just coaches. That's everybody in this crazy world right now.
I have a question.
Yes, a question. Go ahead.
Is it considered goodwill when you shovel your own driveway?
It's probably goodwill to your wife and your kids.
Just checking. At this point, Carla usually says, "Shut up, Chad."
Well, she's being, it's a podcast, so she's being a little more polite right now.
Right. She's being more respectful.
He's grasping right now. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this, coaches. Do you sometimes catch yourself talking yourself into believing something, getting through something? It's going to be okay now. Here's how we're going to do this. Finding that resiliency amongst yourself, Coach Walthall?
Oh, yeah. I'm always I'm forever the optimist. You know, I think things can be fixed some way, somehow. And, you know, I've been told many times, you know, by my wife, Jenny, that there's just, what are you thinking? There's no way. I always think there's a better way, or there's a way to do it, and we can fix it. We can fix it. We can fix it. And sometimes you just can't. So I'm always the optimist that way. I always like to think, you know, the good things. Let's think that the best case scenario rather than the worst case scenario. And, you know, I don't know if it's a negative, but, you know, sometimes it's probably unrealistic, but, you know, everybody's built a little differently, and that's all right.
Coach Nelson, do you find yourself talking yourself into something positive, or we're going to get through this, we're going to figure this out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a realist. I think Chad is no doubt the optimist, but, you know, I look at myself as being a realist, and I look at things and say, you know what, here we are, but when we get through this, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to move forward. So, you know, I'm not one to dwell on a lot of, you know, the past. I like to just go, well, here we are. What are we going to do? And kind of move forward and not worry about really where we've been. It's kind of where we want to go. So that's the way I am.
All right, Coach Nelson, last question. Let's move forward to Minot State. What do they bring to the table that your team has to be ready for, or what do you want to see your team do to have a chance to win both these games?
Well, Minot's pretty scrappy. I think they have guards that are going to kind of muck the game up a little bit, so we're going to have to do a good job of taking care of the ball. And honestly, our perimeter game has to step up and start shooting the ball a lot better. So we're going to have to do some things offensively that maybe to free them up for some easy shots maybe initially. But honestly, I'm just looking forward to playing, and because the last time we played, we did not play well. So it'll be nice to get out and play and see if we've grown over this time and then move forward from there. But certainly two games we can win, and we're going to have to show up and play hard both nights.
All right, coaches, want to thank both of you for joining us. It's the Gate City Bank Coaches Corner podcast presented by AM 1100 The Flag, and we want to thank Gate City Bank along with Brady Service in Moorhead, plus a thanks to Audi Fargo at Valley Imports, and a big thanks to our coaches battling through this downtime. And we want to thank Dragon Women's Basketball Coach Carla Nelson and Men's Basketball Coach Chad Walthall. I'm Greg Bird with AM 1100 The Flag. Join us again next week for Gate City Bank Coaches Corner podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.